Woody and Jim in the morning, podcasting our little hearts out.
We pod and we pod and we pod for you. And this is the thanks we get. It's a Woody and Jim joke off
Yes.
where the jokes are bad and we try not to laugh.
Yes.
If one of us laughs, we lose.
That's right. Bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth until someone breaks.
Yeah.
Are you ready to begin?
I am.
Would you like to start?
Yep.
Okay. And now the joke off.
Woody, the IT guy, said our new Wi-Fi password here is Minnie, Mickey, Donald, Harry Potter, Moana, Spider-Man, Snoopy, Darth Vader, and Washington.
Hmm.
He said it needed to be 8 characters and a capital.
Nice. Somebody asked me, Jim, what do I do with leftover bacon?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I've never heard of that kind of bacon.
My parents raised me as an only child, Woody.
Really?
Pissed off my sister and brothers, but it was pretty good.
I've heard that. I quit my personal trainer job, Jim, because the weights were too heavy for me.
Really?
I had to turn in my 2-week notice.
Week.
Hey. Gina liked that because it's a workout joke.
I'm starting a business where I teach short people math.
Really?
It's called Making the Little Things Count.
Jim, my girlfriend said I just saw a wolf. And I said, where? He said, no, a regular one.
Werewolf.
Mm-hmm. Werewolf.
Woke up laughing this morning.
Did you?
Must have slept funny.
I like that. Jim, you're a movie guy.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the new movie Constipation?
No.
Hasn't come out yet.
Oh.
Almost.
Woody, what do you call it when a little person waves at you?
What?
A microwave.
Oh, that's cute. That's adorable. Jim, the zoo dentist, won't work on the grizzly bear until he's been, you know, given anesthesia. He says, you know, there's safety in numb bears.
Woody, what do you call the sexuality where you're attracted to men or women, but they're not attracted to you?
What do they call that?
By yourself.
Jim, the border collie asked the sheep, what do you mean I'm too controlling? And the sheep says, you heard me. Okay.
Oh, so terrible.
It was so
but
terrible.
But fun.
I thought I was going to get you with a constipation joke.
You almost did.
Almost
it was so close.
It's Monday.
Yeah, we made it.
We made it.
Through the weekend, the torturous weekend, now to the fun.
Yeah.
Work day.
Yay.
With a lot of other people having the day off.
I know. Schools are out today. Martin Luther King Day. It's Inauguration Day. So what did we do over the weekend, y'all?
I had a Friday night. I watched Severance, which is my favorite show. I loved it so much. Season 2, at the end of the episode, I started watching it again.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The same episode?
Same episode.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, I got to see that again.
Yeah.
Now, Christopher Walken is in that, right?
He is.
And I guess they said that he can't watch his own show because he doesn't have all the technology.
Oh, really?
So they'll actually
They'll
put him on DVDs and send them to him so he can watch his own show every once in a while.
That's how you know you've made it.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Just make sure I can do it whatever way I can.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we had people over on Saturday night, and we were kind of like doing a trivia night, and that was a blast. We had a good time.
Very cool.
What about you, Woody?
I was kind of like Tom Hanks in Castaway over the weekend. We only have the one car because mine won't be ready till tomorrow.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend Melissa was going to go down and visit her kids in Mount Pleasant. So she planned on going down there and spending the night. This is something they planned a long time ago. And I realized I had no way to leave the house.
Oh, you were a castaway.
I was like a castaway, except I had climate control and all the streaming channels and a full refrigerator. So than that, it was just like the movie.
Oh, the poor people of Africa must feel so bad for you.
And you had three dogs instead of a volleyball?
Yeah. I thought about starting a GoFundMe because I was alone in the house for a few minutes. But, you know, but I survived.
I mean,
it's kind of inner strength.
Gina, how was your weekend?
It was good. I sold some of my wedding stuff, so that was like a big win.
Nice.
Yes, right. It was awesome. And then we watched football, cleaned the whole house, which was so nice. And then yesterday we watched church from home because it was cold. We were one of those. We stayed in. And then watched
people,
some more football.
Yeah.
So
very cool.
It was a good weekend of football.
It was.
The games were all pretty – well – Most yesterday's game, yeah. Yesterday's games were pretty good. Saturday's kind of got away from
them. So everybody outside of Kansas City will be rooting for Buffalo this week.
Yes,
because we're tired of the Chiefs.
That's right. We want somebody to. It was absolutely brutal this morning because I was running late, so I said, "All right, I'm going to get coffee and a sandwich at drive-through on the way to work."
So you don't have to get out of your warm car.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I go to the place, I won't name it, but they're really nice. And so I pull up to I had already placed my order. So I pull up to the window and there's nobody at the window.
Mm.
And I immediately say, well, I'm not rolling down my window when it's 8 degrees.
Until somebody's at that window.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
Okay, I get it, yeah.
So then I see the guy is hustling over and he's coming over to the window. So I roll down my window. And then the wind hits and he turns around and he walks away. I'm like, nope, close the window. And then he's gone again, and then he's coming back with a cup, right? Because I had ordered some coffee.
Okay, here comes your coffee.
Yeah, here comes my coffee. Roll the window down. And he's like, you wanted the coffee, right? And then I had to put the window back up, and I was like, yes. So he's making the coffee, and then he's like, okay, here's your coffee towards the window. So I roll my window down again. Thank you. But there's no sandwich. And then he walks away.
Oh, no.
And then he comes back with the sandwich.
Yeah.
And then I'm ready until he's actually showing the bag he's going to bring it to the window.
He's going
to
put it out the window.
Okay, now. And then he hands me the sandwich.
Oh.
It was six times I had to roll the window up and down.
Oh, man.
I know these are first world problems.
I know. There's Arctic blasts coming in every time.
But it was really cold.
Yeah.
So cold.
I think everything was, I could see things were piping hot on his side of the glass.
Yes.
And then by the time I set them down in my drink holder, they're room temperature.
Yeah.
Just
at
that
best.
Flash of cold.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He obviously didn't want to open his window either. Things you want to know this morning.
Remember I told you about the guy who walked into the Jewish Community Center in Nashville?
Yeah.
Right.
Dressed in a Halloween costume
as
an Orthodox Jew rabbi with a hat and a fake beard, and he got arrested.
Yeah.
They've looked into and they've found out who the guy is. I mean, they knew who he was. He's from East Tennessee, but found that he's part of all these neo-Nazi groups, and he was secretly trying to film it, I'm gonna show them, and they've got video now of him doing Hitler salutes, and he's also he killed a person, he hit him with this car and ran away, that's not even settled, everything we suspected, this guy's not a good dude, not here for good things, was right.
That's sad. Hopefully they can get a handle on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. Google says they will not add fact-checking despite a European Union law requiring fact-checking.
Oh.
Of course, that may or may not be true because I read it on Google. And they're not fact-checking.
Yeah, they're not even fact-checking themselves.
Now we're all confused.
Yeah. Abraham Lincoln says a lot of stuff you see on the internet is fake. Gina.
Woody, you brought up a couple weeks ago that one of our own local bands here is going to play at the inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
band?
Yeah. So since they moved the inauguration inside due to the cold, the band is no longer going to perform.
Oh,
that stinks.
Yeah.
So they raised all that money and they can't all go the to money, Washington. There's
yeah.
no reason to go.
But they are going still, and they're going to try and figure out what they can do to still perform. I guess we'll figure it out today.
Oh, yeah.
So they may or not may not be performing, but they're still going. They're there now. They're going to try and explore Washington and still make something out of the trip. But yeah, I've kind
oh,
of a
that
bummer.
Just stinks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do. It's the weather.
No, yeah.
But
it's
too bad for them because that would have been a great experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
What school was that again?
Stewart's Creek High School.
Stewart's
right,
Creek,
Rutherford
that's right.
County, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe they can just march through a mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go see the sights.
But it's like 1 degree there or something.
Yeah,
it's
yeah, crazy.
For reason.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Not putting your mouth on a tuba.
<That's right. laughs>
A metal tuba.
Even if you're triple dog dared. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the Morning. We are ready to play Gender Wars now. Brought to you by Goin Postal in Brentwood. Check them out online at goinpostalbrentwood.com.
Your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
All right. We are ready to go. We have our contestants standing by for the ladies in the audience. We have Robin. Hello, Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck. And for the guys, it's Robin's boyfriend, Shane. So you've been voluntold to play?
Evidently.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty much do what she says.
Exactly.
They're still in the dating stage. Let's begin things with a get acquainted question, allow you guys to warm up. Shane, have you ever won a contest?
Yes.
What was it?
I've multiple stations. I just random guess words, trivia questions, stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
You got a good shot here.
Yeah. You're the guy to bring to trivia night at the pub, right?
She's pretty clever. She's pretty clever.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Good job.
All right.
Robin, have you ever won a contest?
Yes, I'm here. I think the coolest thing I ever won was a two-night stay in Panama City Beach.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah, I would say so.
Beautiful.
Very cool. Well,
okay.
One of you might win tickets to see Toto along with Christopher Cross and The Men at Work in concert at the Ascend Amphitheater in August.
Okay, here we go. The first question begins right after we tell you that you have a screw you can use if you need it, and you'll start things with a multiple choice question.
Here we go, Robin. We start with you. Multiple choice. Miller, Budweiser, or Coors? Which beer is famously brewed in Golden, Colorado?
We'll say Coors.
Coors is right.
Good job.
You got it just in time. Okay.
Okay. Robin's on the board.
All right, Shane. Brad Pitt, Ryan Gosling, or Tom Hanks? Who was Meg Ryan's co-star in the movie Sleepless in Seattle?
Tom Hanks.
That's
You're right.
Right. All right.
Good.
And boyfriend points for knowing a romantic comedy.
Exactly, yeah. All right, Robin. What actor plays the evil killer robot from the future in the Terminator movies?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Woo! Mm-hmm. And okay. She gets brownie points, too.
Right. Yes.
For knowing a man movie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Which Middle Tennessee mall is home to the Nordstrom department store?
Is this for me?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Opryland.
Opry Mills. No.
No.
Second one is wrong, too.
Green Hills.
Green Hills.
Of course, Green Hills.
Yeah.
Everything's green in Green Hills.
Yeah.
Third time's a charm. Okay.
But they don't give you the courtesy wave in Green Hills because their arms are loaded down with diamonds and jewelry.
Yeah.
It's 2-1. Robin's in the lead. If you get this one right, Robin, you lock up a victory.
Okay, Robin. The Texas Rangers are a Major League Baseball team. What sport do the New York Rangers play?
Baseball?
No. They're a hockey team. They're a hockey
All right.
team. All right, you got a chance to tie it up there, Shane.
All right, Shane.
I'm from New York. I totally would have got that.
Yeah. She probably knew that, didn't use the screw.
All right, Shane. Veet is a cream that does what?
Can you ask that again, please?
Veet is a cream that does what?
I am drawing blank there. I have no clue.
No guess?
No guess. Or you want to use the screw?
Screw.
Okay. So it goes to you, Robin.
Oh, she's laughing already.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it like a wrinkle cream?
A wrinkle cream. Is that right?
No.
No. The screw worked. Like for Shane, he's got the point.
Yeah, it's a gets rid of unwanted hair.
Yes.
Veet is what that does.
Okay.
That means we're tied.
Probably causes
we're tied?
Cancer, too.
Yes, we're tied.
Never mind.
Premature
victory song. Sorry. Okay.
There's a cream that'll help stop that. Okay. So we settle this thing with name that song through the lyrics.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you, Robin, up to five lines from the song, how many will you need to name the totally hit that we're trying to get you to guess?
Three.
Three.
She says three.
Sean, you want to do it in less than three?
I can't do it in less than three. She's good at this.
All right.
I love how complimentary they are of each
other.
Again, I think it's an early dating thing.
Yeah. you're still
on first date.
That's probably
behavior.
True.
You'll be much more jaded later. So, okay, that means he says, Robin, you got to do this in three lines from this song. You got to tell us the name of the song. Here we go.
Okay.
My I don't have to run day. It's just another Manic Monday. Wish it were Sunday.
Golly, I wonder what that is.
What's that song?
Is it Manic Monday?
It is!
Yes!
Yay! Us girl finally wins!
And
it's been forever!
Appropriately timed victory song for you.
Yes!
We play Gender Wars again tomorrow morning at 7:20 and 8:20. And we are ready for a Woody and Jim joke off.
Are we, though?
Are they? Are we?
Are we ever really?
They always say it's Blue Monday today. You know, this third Monday in January is a sad day.
Here's proof.
Yeah, we're going to make it more sad. It's a Woody and Jim joke.
First one between us to laugh loses.
All right.
Woody, kick us off.
I will, Jim. Thank you. The teacher said, "Welcome back to invisibility class. I'm really disappointed to see so many of you here."
Oh,
Woody,
that was a cough.
Yeah.
That wasn't a laugh.
A Metro cop pulled me over and said, "Papers." So I said, "Scissors." I win, and I drove off. He must have wanted a rematch because he followed me for like 45 minutes.
Threw a rock at you, Jim. I don't mean to brag, but the cashier at Kroger last night was really checking me out. Gina likes that one.
You know what? I'm done being a people pleaser, if everyone's okay with that.
It's cute. Whatever you do, Jim, always give 100%.
Okay.
Unless you're giving blood.
Almost got me. I went to my childhood home over the weekend, and I asked the residents if I could come in, look around, relive some memories. They slammed the door in my face. My parents are the worst.
See what you did there. Jim, my stuttering cousin died in prison.
Oh.
Apparently, he just couldn't finish his sentence.
Woody, when a cougar gets so old that they need a hearing aid, they become a deaf leopard.
Okay.
That was a good round.
That was
a good round.
There was a couple almost jokes in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Some almost laughs.
Some almost jokes. That's all we could ever hope for. We love our local hero, Nate Bargatze. He's pretty much the most popular comedian on the planet right now. And he's a local guy, and he's a cool guy.
Proudly from Old Hickory. You know, Nate.
I've watched a lot of the documentaries that try to make you eat better. Like, I watched Fed Up. And it's about all the food that I eat every day. There was nothing in it that I haven't had recently. You know that saying, like, I haven't had that in forever? I haven't said that in forever.
There's something really cool Nate wants to do. Now that his, you know, popularity and his influence is bigger,
right?
He wants to bring Opryland theme park back to Nashville.
Ooh.
It closed more than 20 years ago, and then they put the Opry Mills Mall there.
Right.
And
right.
he used to work there. He loved it.
That's right. That was his first job.
Yeah. And he really missed it. He said there was devastated people of his age that were in Nashville. Uh-huh. They all had like, it was a part-time job for like every kid in high school.
Yeah.
He said he wants to build a studio, like Universal Studios type theme park called Nateland.
Oh.
That would be bigger and better than the original Opryland.
Yeah.
And he would also include like movie and TV studios
to
go with it.
So they'd be producing TV and movies too.
At the same time.
Else.
Yeah.
Wow.
He said, this is a quote from the Tennessean. He said, I want to make some movies and continue to tour and then build a world here. He says, I kind of would like that to be a Nate land. We can have rides and start making movies. I know what it was missing in entertainment, and I think this would work.
Oh.
So, I like it.
Why not?
I think if there's anybody that can make it happen, he could do it.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to strike while the iron's hot right now.
Yeah. There's a lot of people around here, I think, who would enjoy that. And there's a lot of celebrity influence around here as well. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I mean,
why not?
We've got a lot of celebrities invested in local stuff.
Yep.
Like, you know, Reese Witherspoon is, you know, an owner of Nashville SC.
Yeah.
Stuff
yeah.
like that. You get some people with some money together, we could have an awesome theme park where you don't have to drive hours.
Yeah.
That I'm all for this. Make this happen, Nate.
Nateland versus Dollywood.
Right. Get them competing against each other.
Woo! Three things you want to know. Today is a lot of stuff. Martin Luther King Day. It's Inauguration Day. It's internationally known as Blue Monday, the most depressing Monday of the year. And it's also National DJ Day.
Oh.
Pay homage to us, you guys. Cash prizes will be accepted.
Bend the knee to us, DJ.
It's our day.
Oh, God.
Yes. The voices that come out of that box in your car. It's us.
Well, this is something you don't hear very often, but the ceasefire is holding in the Middle East, and hostages are getting released. The ones that were abducted during that raid in October of, well, almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And they're coming back alive to their families. So that's great. Let's hope that keeps going because there's still more hostages released.
Yeah, no
kidding.
Gina. Well, we know we live here. We see all these new music venues popping up. The latest one to pop up is Pinnacle. Pinnacle Financial Partners is creating a music venue. And people who are looking forward to shows, if you buy a card with Pinnacle, you get free tickets, free concert tickets.
I mean, like if you get a Pinnacle debit card or something like that? Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're offering free tickets to get people to sign up. And
that's a pretty good perk.
Yeah.
If they've got good shows.
Yep, free tickets and VIP events with the debit cards designed to look like cassette tapes. So at least the card will look cool.
Oh, that's cool. I love the retro idea there.
I already bank with Pinnacle. What about me?
Oh, there you go.
Am I grandfathered in? Will I get the free stuff too?
Oh, you better
probably.
I bet.
It's like when the phone company offers free phones to everybody to sign up, but the people that already have it, they get screwed.
What the heck? Yeah.
Don't forget about me, Mr. Pinnacle.
I can take my $12 a week elsewhere.
Exactly. Oh, we mentioned earlier this morning that today is National DJ Day, so we expect thunderous applause greeting us wherever we go today. So,
all the doors to open for us.
Not just the automatic doors at Walmart.
Right.
What are we doing the rest of the day?
Gina.
I am going to go to the gym. I'm probably going to take a nap. I'm actually kind of tired today.
Mm.
So I might fit that into my schedule. And then I'm going to food prep for the game tonight. We might have some people over.
That's right. The Ohio State Notre Dame game is tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, Landon reluctantly agreed to let me have people over and host.
Yeah. Who are you rooting for?
I don't know.
Just whoever's in the lead.
I hope it's a good game. I don't want somebody to win, if I don't have a favorite, I just really want it to be a good game.
Yeah.
Close and exciting.
Yes. Yeah. Overtime would be fun.
Cool. I'm rooting for Notre Dame. I don't know. I'm Catholic. I don't really care.
I think by law you have to root for Notre Dame.
College football, I have no teams, so I'll go for them.
Yeah. Go for the Catholics instead of the Buckeye.
Yes.
Right?
Whatever those are.
We're not watching the game at our house tonight because Monday night is movie night.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody comes over, has dinner. We're having chicken parm for dinner, and my son is picking out the movie. So
nice.
I don't know what it is.
Very cool. Cool.
Yeah. What do you got going on?
I'll probably check out the game tonight. But before that, of course, our backyard is all mud from all the rain that we had, and then it froze. And the dogs all weekend were tracking mud into the house. So I let it dry, and then I'm sweeping it up.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
Wait, that's a smart way to go about it.
That's the first time anybody's described my cleaning habits as smart.
Procrastination pays off.
Yeah, exactly. It does.